The next billion-dollar road construction project in Milwaukee is moving forward, but there's still time for the public to provide input to the state, and opponents are hoping to change the plan. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced last fall their plan to expand the Interstate 94 corridor to 8 lanes. That stretch runs from West Dallas past American Family Field towards the downtown. The state has studied expansion for the last decade, but former Governor Scott Walker killed off the project in 2016, and Governor Tony Evers revived it. That has angered a coalition of groups who oppose expansion and would prefer to see the road stay at 6 lanes. Joining us now is member of one of those opposition groups, Reverend Dr. Richard Shaw, president of Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Now, what is the main opposition that your group has to expanding that stretch of road to 8 lanes?
I would say the primary opposition would be ignoring the public transit issues that we have, where some of that funding, or a good bit of it, would better benefit the residents of Milwaukee in terms of helping them to get from neighborhood to neighborhood, putting those funds into that stretch from 27th to National. We're also concerned about the environment. You're talking about expanding to 8 lanes, which will increase emissions. It will also increase salt and contaminate the land. So there are various things that are in it, but for the most part, it does not benefit the residents of Milwaukee as much as it would those who live in the suburban areas who are who aim to get downtown to work and for entertainment. So those funds could just be better spent.
Now, Milwaukee's interstate system is deeply rooted in white flight from the city to the suburbs, with the original highways often bulldozing black neighborhoods. Do you see this project as a continuation of that history of who it serves?
Yes, definitely. It's serving those who live in the suburbs as well as the exurbs to be able to, again, get into Milwaukee and to, you know, enjoy downtown. When we disrupt neighborhoods that are already poor and those that are already facing challenges, it actually makes it harder on everyone. And so when we talk about trying to provide means for people to get to work and to get to different neighborhoods, again, that those funds could be better invested in improving the transit system in Milwaukee. And so, yes, it is not directly impacting in a positive way, or if it's a positive impact at all for people of color living in Milwaukee.
Now, the Department of Transportation studied a proposal to redo that section of interstate, but to keep it at 6 lanes, as your coalition has asked for. But they determined it would have about the same cost and not provide any long-term upgrades for safety or efficiency. How do you respond to that?
Well, again, it's not just about cost. It is about what it will do to the environment as well. And from my understanding, still trying to keep that in there is not allowing adequate funds to benefit the people who live in Milwaukee and in that route.
Now, the Department of Transportation plan does allow for $25 million to go towards upgraded transit for the construction period to help people that are impacted by that. That's opposed to a $1.2 billion cost. If there was more money in that plan for transit, would this become more acceptable?
You know, a temporary solution is not going to work. Yes, those funds will temporarily help the transit system, but it's not a permanent fix. And what good is it to invest this money in something that is temporary when we can do something that can make a permanent impact on the residents of Milwaukee, especially those who will be impacted directly by this construction?
How do you feel that it was Governor Evers and his administration that gave this expansion the green light when the project was dead?
Well, whether it was Governor Evers or any past governor, we have to advocate for those who are impacted negatively. It doesn't matter what side of the political fence that they're on. And so I would hope that Governor Evers would actually take a stance on this or do more, speak out on it, and support this effort of fix at six. Because, again, this directly negatively impact the residents of Milwaukee, especially those who are along that route.
And the proposal that you would like to see, that the so-called fix at 6, still upgrades the interstate. So it's not leaving it in its current state. It's just you, that's the expansion that you're, that's the primary opposition here.
Yes, and MICA supports this because just bringing the highways up to standard, making the necessary repairs will still bring jobs. It will still allow persons to travel. I've lived in Atlanta, I've lived in Chicago, and I've experienced the 8 lanes. And so all of them become parking lots. So expanding to 8 lanes will not benefit transportation to and fro Milwaukee to the suburbs. But yes, we believe that it can be done with the 6 lanes. Just invest the money, put it into that, create other things that could benefit Milwaukee residents.
Just a couple seconds left. What do you want the public to say during this open comment period?
I want us to say, but also think about humanity and people. I know that it looks good from the outside. It gives the impression of advancement for a city, but at the end of the day, they're the marginalized who are speaking, but they're not being heard. Those who are saying, listen, we need transportation, safe transportation within our neighborhoods. And so this is what I would encourage people to speak out on, not necessarily your convenience to get, again, from the suburbs to downtown, but consider humanity and consider the least of these.
All right, Reverend Dr. Richard Shaw, thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and click on the News tab.